This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the Prophet ﷺ was in Mecca, he used to observe the things that the mushrikeen, the polytheists, would do when they would worship their statues. And from the things that they would do is they would beautify the statues, you know, hanging things around its neck and putting things at the base of the statues. And one day, he came and saw them making sujood, prostrating to these statues. And he said, "Oh Quraysh, the people of Quraysh," he said, "you've gone against the religion of your grandfathers, Ibrahim and Ismail. The religion of Tawheed, of pure Islamic monotheism, La ilaha illallah." Quraysh replied, saying that, "We only worship these statues because we love Allah, to bring us closer to Allah." Yes, subhanAllah. "Ma na'buduhum illa liyuqarribuna ila Allahi zulfa." We only worship them so they can bring us closer to Allah in position. And the same thing that the mushrikeen, the polytheists of Mecca used to say back in the day, it's the same thing that those who join partners with Allah today say. Those who worship graves and so-called salihin, pious people, they say, "We're only using them as intermediaries to reach Allah." قُلْ Say, O Muhammad, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, that if you truly love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. يُحْبِبُكُمْ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ, in return Allah will love you and He will forgive you for your sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, indeed Allah is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. Al-Imam al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said that people claim that they love Allah, so Allah tested them with this verse. This verse is a test to see those who are truthful and their love for Allah and for the love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if you truly love Allah, then you have to follow his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Medina, Zubayr ibn al-Awwam radiallahu an differed with one of the Ansar about an issue that they had with the water between their two properties. After hearing their difference, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that Zubayr, he was in the right, and he ruled in his favor. The Ansari, he didn't take it well, and when he was asked, "What did the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam rule?" he said, "Oh, he ruled for his cousin." Meaning that Zubayr, being his relative and being from Mecca, that he sided with him. So Allah revealed the verse in Surah An-Nisa, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, but no, by your Lord, they do not believe. Hatta, until. And pay attention. Allah is going to mention three conditions that must be met if we're going to fulfill our iman. In the beginning of the verse, Allah says, no, they're not believers until they fulfill what's about to be mentioned. Until they come back to you, O Muhammad, in the areas where they differ, to get the ruling from you. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ, and then they do not find anything in their hearts about the ruling that you have passed. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا, and that they surrender and submit completely.